الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاع أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah تبارك وتعالى has created us for His ibadat, and Allah is not in need of our ibadat in the least. But if nobody worships Allah, it doesn't make any difference to Allah. Allah is as He is. And if everyone worships Allah, it makes no difference to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is as He is. Allah is not in need of our ibadat in the least, but our ibadat, we are in need of it. On one occasion, Allah gave me tawfiq to give a little gift to Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali said, I'm not in need of it. I told Allah, put it out, Allah's kindness. I said, I'm in need for you to accept it. I'm in need. Just like that, we are in need of Allah's ibadat. Allah is not in need of our ibadat, we are in need. The benefit we get from it. On one occasion, a villager far from Baghdad, in the desert, living with his wife, very poor people, hardly had anything. So one day the wife told her husband that, why don't you go to Baghdad? The king Harun al-Rashid is there, and he's a very, very kind, generous person, and you place our case in front of him. We are so poor people, we haven't got even the basics of life, and he shows kindness to everyone. So he thought, yes, it's a good idea, let me do that. So he started preparing. He said, if I'm going to visit the king, I should take some gift for the king. But what can I take for him? We are so poor people, we haven't got anything. And this country of ours, we are in this desert here. So thought came to him, the best thing I can take to him is pure rain water. When the rain falls and we get some rain water, that he will appreciate very much, because it's a desert country and water is very, very, a very great commodity. So he filled water in an earthen pot, matka, or a leather bag, whatever it was, and he prepared it and he went. Walking, how many months it took him to reach Baghdad. Finally, when he reached there, and he made inquiries that the king, at a certain time every day, he meets people who have got any request of him. That was the system in the Islamic Khilafah, that they should meet the public. The king he personally should meet. And anyone has got any problem, has to say something, he should listen to him personally. So when he went there, he saw all the protocol and all the how the palace was, that hall was, assembly. So he was amazed that me, a villager living there, I never ever dreamt of such things. And I'm seeing all this here. And all the people who came, they also were dressed according to the occasion. That we are going to meet the king. And so we must be dressed accordingly. And all the protocols that are required. And he was there, one person, like an outcast. He doesn't belong in that, So anyway, everyone presented. Then the king was the king. He had a very big heart, Harun al-Rashid. He saw just one person, dressed in all rags and that. So he asked him, what's your problem? So he explained why he came here. So he was, the king was very, very happy. And that water had become bad already, dirty, filthy, contaminated, very filthy water. But the king was a king. And there is a great thing that we have to learn, that if we are like the head of the family, have a big heart. And the wife might do things which we don't like. The children might do things which we don't like. But have a big heart. And see the people also. Whatever position Allah has given a person, the correct thing is, then your heart also should be so big. And all your subjects, accommodate them. Everyone is going to make mistakes. Everyone is going to be rude and offensive also. But you must have a big heart. So the king accepted it wholeheartedly, very happy. And he ordered the courtiers that take this water out, keep it very nicely. He told in front of the villagers, so he also became happy. And he said, fill it up with gold coins. In our time, fill it up with Kruger rand. And he told him, he has come from a very long journey, so host him here first properly. Give him place in the state guest house and feed him. And with the food when it came, he never ever dreamt of such food. What wonderful food. Kept him there for a few days, etc., as long as he wanted to stay. And all the hospitality and everything. When it was time for him to go, then he said, go with all these gold coins. But you have come from very far. So you can't go back walking. How long will it take you again? We will take you by boat in our river, the Euphrates, the Tigris, which are the famous rivers of Iraq, and the, which are known as the rivers of life. So, and at the same time, the king had, he will see what kind of water we have got. He thought that we are in need of water, but he'll see the amount of water we got. And the wonderful water, these are also referred to as the rivers of Jannat. What wonderful water we have got here. And the king told them, let them pass, you're going by the one river, but pass the place where the other river crosses also. So that he can see what amount of water. So he took him in that way. So like that, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali narrates this. He says that our ibadat is like that water by Allah Ta'ala. It's not that Allah doesn't need it, and it's not fit even for the court of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah's graces and Allah's kindness, that in return Allah gives, fill it up with gold coins. And not the gold coins of ours, what Allah Ta'ala gives. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَنَزِّيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَدُونَ. We will reward them with the actions they did. Our actions we know. Our intentions are rotten. Our intentions are wrong. Our actions are wrong. But Allah Ta'ala accepts it, and Allah gives much, much more better in return. We must just show our little effort. So Allah is not in need of our ibadat at all. And Allah Ta'ala gives tremendous amount. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. That Allah has bought of the believers their lives also and their wealth also. First of all, it doesn't belong to us. Allah doesn't have to buy it. It all belongs to Allah. We belong to Allah. Inna lillah. We belong to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we are all on our way to return to Allah Ta'ala. We are going back to Allah Ta'ala. So we belong to Him. But Allah in His kindness gave us figuratively that you possess this and I'm buying it from you. And Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali says, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained to us that Allah says that I'm buying your worst things and your nafs. Nafs is ammara bisu, always telling you to do evil. Your nafs is the filthy, dirty thing that you have got. I'm buying that, and I'm buying your wealth, wealth also which is contaminated. So much it is contaminated. The worst things I'm buying, full of faults. And I'm giving you in return the price I'm paying, Jannat. La ayba fiha. Which has got no fault in it whatsoever. And not even a fault is far out of the question. There aren't even toilets in Jannat. In Jannat, our mucus won't also come out. When we get up in the morning, we feel that little dirt at the mouth. Our eyes are filled, we scratch out all the dirt. Ears wet. Your navel, you put your finger, you'll find there's dirt in there. Everything, we are filled with dirt. Allah bought that, and Allah gave that, which has got no fault whatsoever. So Allah is so kind. So we must, and it comes in the Hadith Sharif, وَلِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ. There are certain occasions when the breezes of Allah's kindness and mercy blow. And at that time, whoever takes of it, whoever will, when the cool breeze, today I saw our brother Salman, it was raining after Fajr and he's standing in the rain, appreciating the rahmat, the namat of Allah. When the breezes of Allah blow like that, فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. Present yourself for them. At that time, it mustn't be that we are getting under the blanket. When Allah's rahmat, especially the person people who get the Allah give the tawfiq, tahajjud time till ishraq time, very valuable time. At that time, if we are awake, we take of all these great gifts of Allah Ta'ala, which are just pouring down all the time. So, and one of those great occasions is this month of Ramadan, which Allah Ta'ala has given us. If we really just present ourselves and we take what Allah is giving, we will really score it forever. We will be the great winners in this world as long as we live. Maut itself, the qabr, qiyamah, we will be just winners. And Jannat, what to say about it? So Allah Ta'ala has given us this month, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. That Allah Ta'ala has made this roza farz for us. What a great gift of Allah Ta'ala. This nafs of us that we were feeding the whole year and with so much of extras, and we were starving our ruh, our soul. So what happened? The whole role got upset, changed. Like a person has got a beautiful mansion, wonderful house, all amenities in it. How many rooms and whatever facilities you can think. But he deprived himself of having the good things. And in fact, he was taking now the wrong things. He having drugs, alcohol, all the wrong things. So his condition became very pitiable. While he was healthy and good, he gave one outbuilding. He rented it to somebody, a tenant. A poor person who had nothing. And a person who was down and out in life. He gave it to him. But his condition became so bad that the tenant saw, this man, he is not in his senses. I can easily overtake him. And he pushed him out from there. And he came and stayed in the main house. And he put him in the outbuilding. And he started collecting rent from him. For the landlord was paying rent now to the tenant. And the tenant is living it up there. But then an occasion came when the winds of Allah were blowing. And then that landlord came out of his stupor and out of his madness and out of his drunkenness, and he came right again. Then he realized, what's happened here? I'm supposed to be in the big house. That's my house. And he's supposed to be here. So now he goes, he's got strength now. And he goes and he just pushes that person out again. Out. Just like that. Our nafs, which is under us. The ruh is the real controller. But we were starving the ruh. And in fact, we're giving the ruh all the drugs, etc., alcohol, the sins we are committing. The ruh became absolutely weak. It can't do anything. And the nafs saw a wonderful occasion. And with its twin brother, shaitan, this is the ideal occasion. It pushed the ruh out of the control position, out from the driving seat. And he pushed it out and he took the driving seat itself. Now Allah sent this occasion, and for everyone and every year Allah sent this occasion. Now when this wonderful occasion comes, just you now take advantage of it. Come out of that stupor of yours. what we are in, all our gunas we are committing, etc., come out of it with the rule of gain strength again. And Allah made a double-edged sword this month of Ramadan. It weakens the nafs. We keep our roza, the object is to weaken the nafs. Whole day roza, you know, eating and drinking, even your desire and your lust from your halal wife also, and your halal food which is halal and tayyiba, that also Allah made it haram. Don't give anything to this nafs of yours. And if Allah give us the tawfiq to keep the roza in the true sense, even iftari at night also, don't go and indulge in food now. Just the basic necessities, and eat health food, eat sunnat food, which is through and through health food. In this way, the ruh will become strong again. And the nafs will become weak, and the ruh will take over control again. And once the ruh takes control, the ruh is from alam-e-arwah, it's got angelic qualities in it, qualities of the angels, of the malaika, all those beautiful qualities, your life will become beautiful. Love will come in your life, kindness will come in your life, tolerance will come in your life, forbearance will come in your life, forgiveness will come in your life. What and what just now, and this is the occasion, of which almost 10 days are gone already, 1 week is gone. Almost 10 days, we have to be striving in this way, that we make our nafs weak, and at the same time, make our ruh strong. So this occasion, Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala has given us, let us benefit, try and get as many other people, our family people to understand, our friends, community, town people, whoever we can, let them understand the value of this month of Ramadan. Generally, this month is looked like a month of difficulty, hardship, we have to keep roza. No, this is the month of Allah's rahmat pouring down. This is the month of Allah Ta'ala's great, great favors pouring down. It is just for us to open up and to accept from Allah Ta'ala all what Allah is. A great, great gift Allah Ta'ala is sending. Such a great gift that the whole year, from the beginning of the year, which means Muharram, 9 months before, Allah Ta'ala is decorating Jannat for the arrival of Ramadan. And every day Allah is preparing Jannat for the arrival of Ramadan. From the month of Rajab, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam making dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Oh Allah, let us get in the main lane. Let us get ready. Let us be prepared for this great month. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَان. Let us reach this great and honorable month of Ramadan. And wholeheartedly, openly, we take all the gifts that this month is coming. What a guest is coming to us. It has arrived. And now to welcome the guest. Make the guest happy. Just do what we have to be doing in the month of Ramadan. And this month just showers its blessings. And the greatest blessing it gives is taqwa finally. So Allah Ta'ala, and then dua Nabi Ali Salatu Wa Salam taught us for this great, great occasion. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Keep us healthy. Keep us, let there be no problems. Let no emergencies come. Let us be free for the month of Ramadan. Let us not be occupied mentally also, emotionally also, physically also, in anything else we can grand ourselves over to the hosting of this great, great guest which has come here. And wasallim Ramadan lana, and make the month of Ramadan also so that it is conducive. No problems come in the month of Ramadan, no arguments, no fights, nothing, just that peace, afiyat, salamati, we can carry on with our ibadat nicely. And wasallimhu lana mutaqabbala. And oh Allah, what we acquire and gain in this month, let us keep it, let us not lose it. To make the ibadat is not so difficult. It is an effort, it is a challenge, but it is not as difficult as to keep it after Ramadan. How many of us on Eid night we lose everything? We kept up the guard the whole month. Eid night, now we must take it easy. And there we lose everything. Perhaps we must have our Isha with Jamaat. Perhaps we must have our Fajr. Though Alhamdulillah, especially for Fajr, masjids get full. But properly, all the ibadah, all else that we were doing, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, please, that the whole month, those people who made effort, but the last night, which is the night now of prize giving, the night of honor, and then we go and sleep away. He says that is also a night to still take from Allah Ta'ala. You are taking from a Ramadan, and now Allah is giving you. This is the month of sabr, and the reward of sabr only Allah gives. Allah Ta'ala, for shukr, Allah says, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will increase you. But for sabr, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, for sabr, Allah is with you. And for roza, which is the one of the highest expositions of sabr, and sabr of our quwwate ghadabiyya, our anger that we have got, and the quwwate shahwiyya, our lust and desire. And these are the two main sources which cause us to commit all the other gunas. It takes us right to kufr and shirk also. It takes us to hypocrisy and bid'at and everything. These are the two worst things. And this is the month that you can control easily these two things. Allah made it. Sabr is the measure, is the means by which we can control these two qualities. And Allah has made roza the greatest exposition of this sabr. That your halal food that you have got, Allah say, don't eat it during the day, and you stay away. You are alone in the house, nobody is there, the fridge is at your disposal. Everything, all the things in the kitchen, you can go and eat, nobody will know, but you make sabr. Your wife is your halal wife, and you have got that desire, everything. You are a young married person, and you really want your wife, but you make sabr. Allah Ta'ala gives the, then Allah says, I myself am the reward. Allah. Or I will give the reward myself personally. The reward of everything else, the malaika will give. But the reward of this, I myself will give the reward. Or in reading another way, I myself am the reward. You have got me now. And one of the things that we should try and make effort for and ask Allah daily, that Ya Allah, kun lana waj'alna lak, you be ours and make us yours, O Allah. Ek tu mera to har shay meri, if you are mine, everything is mine, O Allah Ta'ala. Zameen meri, atma mera, the earth belongs to me, the heavens belong to me. Once Allah is yours, everything. One person asked a buzurg, how are you feeling? He says, what are you asking the condition of that person in whose control the whole world is? So he said, this appears like words of kufr, where the world is in your control. World is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. He said, when I have submitted myself to Allah, whatever Allah wills, I am happy with that. Whatever Allah decrees, so everything is happening according to my wish and my will, because I have submitted to Allah Ta'ala. So this is that, if tu nahi mera, O Allah, if you are not mine, koi shay nahi meri, nothing is mine. Your wife is your wife, but if you are not Allah, that same wife will be the cause of your great problems. And she won't want to leave you also, and she won't leave you in peace also. And even if she has gone away from you, she will get you to haul you to the court regularly. She will get people to come in to trouble you all the time. And if you are Allah, that wife that was so troublesome, she will come humbly and humble herself, and meekly she will come to you. Your shop is your shop. But if you are not Allah, that shop which was supposed to give you profit, that shop that was to give you your rozi, which you thought is your God, that very shop will become turn against you. You'll have endless problems. You'll be suffering loss after loss. You can't sell. Nobody wants to buy your shop also. What you got, what you thought is my future, has become your destruction. But become Allah, and everything will be in your favor. That is this month of Ramadan. A little bit. Ayyamun ma'dudat. A few days. Days which you can count on your fingers. 30 days. What long time is that? And the most perfect, not too little that you couldn't bring a change in your life. Not too much that it was too much to, you couldn't manage it. Just perfectly Allah made it. The 29, 30 days of Ramadan are the ideal number of days that Allah has given us. Just apply ourselves in this short period and see what and what Allah tabaraka ta'ala will give us. This is that month which Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, have this taqwa. And this is the month, the natural effect and the natural result And the product of this month is taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So this is the month to acquire. Just to apply ourselves a little bit. And don't worry about taqwa is too difficult. I can't be like a muttaqi. We just do what we have to do. A father tells the child, you'll pass your exam, I'll give you a BM, I'll give you a Merc, whatever. And for you, you think for yourself, where me, a Merc, a BM, I can't afford it. How am I going to get it? Brand new, out of the box, top of the range, the latest model, the best one you can get. Don't worry about that. You just worry of what you have to do to pass your exam. And that is all under your father's worry. He will make sure he's going to get it and give it to you. Your worry is to pass your exam. So our worry, we just worry to pass our days correctly. And in passing our days, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says so beautifully, a person wants to pass time in Ramadan. And very sadly, there are so many people who want to do things to pass time. He says, you don't pass time, you fail time. If you haven't done what you have to do in this time, and especially the time of Ramadan, you fail that time. And even if we do that which is not the best, we did the thing, we did the right thing, but not the best thing, we also fail time according to that. And this is the month, and we should beg at Allah Ta'ala, وَرْزُقْنَا حُسْنَ عِبَادَتِ. Bless us with your best ibadat, O Allah. So there are many things which we might be doing. We should be concerned also that am I doing the best? One great worry, one great buzurg makes dua that, oh Allah, all my connections which I have got, give them all this worry that Islam must not be annihilated, removed from the surface of the ground at that place where you stay. Like for example, Spain, Masjid al-Qurtuba. It was such a masjid, the Jami Masjid, and the Ibadat of Allah, and the dars, lessons used to take place. One kitab I saw some time ago, a small little booklet with 200 names of just the names of the great ulama and buzurgs of Spain. Not just when they were born, when they passed away, not all their work they did, all their so great people they were. And at times here now, that you can't take Allah's name in Masjid al-Qurtuba. You can't make sajda. Islam has been wiped. Azans, which are in the air and ground of that place, in the drops and drops of water of that place, today you can't hear an azan in that place. So, and what we think that we that mustn't be so strict. Why did the Allah Ta'ala say, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ إِسْتِقَامَتْ firm. As you have been commanded, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Alayhi Salaam said, my hair that went white was not of old age, but this worry to have this istiqamah. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. Be firm, be hard. And كَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكْ. The ummah also is commanded. وَلَا تَضْغَوْ. And do not cross your border in anything. Anything, keep within your limits all the time. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the whole of Islam has been condensed in two laws, two negatives. لَا تَدْغَوْا. Don't cross your border in anything. Remain in your limits. We are Muslims, let us remain as Muslims. Let us not cross over to the ways and the things and ideas of other people. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا. إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And do not even incline from your heart. Do not even incline a little bit to the wrongdoers. That أَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِسِ. Hold firmly onto the sunnah with your molars. If you hold it with your front teeth, it will get pulled out. Hold it with the back teeth. Hold firm onto it. Like that we are supposed to stay on deen. If we do that, deen will remain in us, in our progenies to come. And if we start becoming lax, and we, this is also alright, this also is not so important, this also is not so clear, it doesn't matter, then the day of Spain must not come anywhere in the world again. Allah Ta'ala save us. Islam reached its highest, greatest height. Once I was giving a bayan in Lusaka, in the Jami Masjid, Zambia, and I mentioned a few things of this nature. Then a professor came to me afterwards, and he asked me, you know the nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty, I say, yes, we all heard it, we learnt it, and all this nursery rhymes are also filled with filth and dirt. Whether it is Jack and Jill, or whether all these things are filled with kufriyat. So he said, you know the meaning. I said, the apparent meaning, we're all little children, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, and we're shouting and screaming and all, and we don't know how much we are bringing disgrace on ourselves. And our parents also happy, oh, look at the children, singing Humpty Dumpty, and singing Jack and Jill, and all those things. But all kufr is being put into us. So he told that Humpty Dumpty, they're actually referring to as Islam. That Islam sat on a high wall, reached a great height in Spain. Dunya's wise also, and that is also nothing to be proud about. Where Islam reached, many times we think that Islam taught the world math, and Islam taught the medicine and science, all that. That is nothing. That caused the decline. Just when dunya came to that, that caused the decline. And we had such a fall according to what they have and the state. Humpty Dumpty sat on a high wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. He fell from that wall. All the king's men and horses cannot put Humpty Dumpty together again. Islam will never rise again. And we are singing it, and we are happy. And our parents and grandparents who are making tahajjud also, and who are going for hajj every year, they also, oh, look at my children singing this, and we are celebrating the day of April Fool. We also make April Fool, and we also play fools on one another. April Fool was that day that when the Muslims from Palestine, Jordan, they were taken, and the dumping ground was South America. And it happened to be the 1st of April, and they painted them black, and they say, you get out from your April Fool. So we play April Fool with one another, we are celebrating our destruction. Who could be more stupid and blind? But unfortunately, who do these things today, and say, let the children have fun, let the people have fun. They are the ones who are celebrating our destruction, and they are the ones who are supposed to be our leaders. And they are supposed to be our guiding stars and our leaders. When that is their condition, what can we say of the ummah then? And those people who feel that they are enlightened and they know everything, and these other people who follow sunnah are stupid people, na'uzu billah. They are people of the dark ages, and they belong to the camel age, when the most glorious age in the world was the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was never and there will never be a time as the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The teachings and each sunnah, each mustahab of deen, they know the world will never reach till there and can never reach. As we move from it, we are going on a decline again. That was the greatest height. And those people are fortunate, and Allah give us that understanding to envy, to look upon, to emulate, and to try and become of those people of the sunnah, of the greatest period of the world, or the greatest man Allah sent at that time, and to the greatest city after Makkah Sharif, Madinatul Munawwara. What honor and what's the position, Hazrat our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, so many ash'ar of what the position of Madina Sharif is. The Malaika envy Madina Sharif. Our Medina Sharif at this moment is superior than Jannat also. That our Medina has got Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam resting in Medina Sharif. Jannat hasn't got Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam at this moment. But time will come when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will go to Jannat. But at this moment, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is resting in Medina. And Jannat hasn't got Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Jannat has got all its ni'mat, but it hasn't got the king of ni'mat. The pride and the prize of Namat, Medina, Jannat hasn't got it at this time. So this is this month that Allah has given us, that we strive towards this great blessings of Allah Ta'ala. We can become the very close friends of Allah. Acquire wasila. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila. Wasila, what is seen as it is in our qiraat. It is the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. And by the amal which person, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, wa hubba amalin yuqarribuni ila hubbik. Oh Allah, I beg of you your love. That is what we have to endeavor. And that is what wasila, what is sad. The love of Allah, the closeness, the intimacy of Allah Ta'ala. Inni as'aluka hubbak, wa hubba man yuhibbuk. First was the love of Allah, and then the love of the lovers of Allah. Those people, our Allah, we say our dua, to have love for the awliya, for the people of sunnah, for the people of Quran, the righteous people. It's maqsood e Nabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua. وَسَأَلُكَ حُبَّكْ وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكْ. Oh Allah, bless me with the love of the righteous people. Today, we are in false finding of the righteous people. Of those people who are teaching us about the Western way of life, teaching us about secular education, teaching us about intermingling of sexes, and indirectly, or perhaps directly, teaching us of having sex, haram sex, young girls and boys at the universities with non-believers, with people of kufr, and our girls, and they are haram pregnancies which are coming, abortions which are coming. With that we regard, that we want the love of those people who encourage us on those lines, with all that filth and dirt, the intermingling of sexes, and then all the music that takes place, and all the love of the ways of the kuffar, to celebrate like the kuffar, to encourage about all those things. Like a teacher's day. Where is there a teacher's day in our lives? And on that also, we become so stupid that we praise all the teachers. The teachers who are teaching sex education to small children and making them in worse than animals in that. Teaching homosexuality. And we praise those teachers. Allahu Akbar. Where have we reached? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Teaching those teachers who teach lesbianism, and we praise those, they are supposed to be congratulated, all the teachers. Where have we reached? We don't realize. And we want to associate, and we want to cover up for those ulama. And the ulama who love Allah Ta'ala, who teach us the sunnah, who teach us the road to Jannah, who teach us the road to the pleasure of Allah, we have doubts upon them. And we don't want to associate with them, and we don't want to have ties with them. We rather prefer to be neutral. We don't want to be this side also, with the righteous people. And a person who is la ilaha ula, wa la ilaha ula, he's not this side and he's not la taktarih, he's just lying in between. He's just online, and online is just you are online. You haven't reached reality. To reach reality is reality. With the computers, with the TVs, and the TV programs that come, the deen you will get, that we will spread Islam with the TV. What will spread? TV actors come on the TV. Acting Islam will come. You will also become an actor of Islam. Or the Qadianism of Islam will spread, what they call themselves Muslims, the Qadianis. Or the Shiism will spread. Or modernism will spread. Liberalism will spread. Sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never spread through TV. Can never spread through YouTube. And all these funny things, the true Islam cannot. That is an Islam, Bada al-Islamu ghariba. It started in a strange and fascinating way. وَسَيْعُودُ إِلَى الْغُرَبَى. It will come again when people say, if you're not on TV, you are not on YouTube, you are right off. You know nothing. You are out of this world. You don't belong in this world. At that time also, when people will still teach Islam, heart to heart, person to person, one on one, that is the people that we have to associate. And the more we declare, and openly we declare, what who we are supposed to be, what the righteous, وَأَسْأَلُكَ حُبَّكْ وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكْ. And our Allah ask you, it's a maqsood and matloob and nabawi, to have the love of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يَنْفَعُنَا حُبَّهُ عِنْدَكْ. وَحُبَّكْ وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكْ وَحُبَّ عَمَلٍ يُقَرِّبُنَا إِلَى حُبِّكَ. And those amal also. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that a great alim said that in this hadith three things are: the love of Allah, the love of the lovers of Allah, the love of amal which will take us to Allah. Then he asked that why did in this hadith, in the middle, is the love of the lovers of Allah. The love of Allah is on one side, and the love of the amal which will take us to Allah is on the other side. And in between, in the middle, is the love of the lovers of Allah. The reason for this is, to the love of the lovers of Allah is very easy. All our Ahlullah Buzurgs who are genuine, Allah make us all from them. They are such, they are easily accessible. No protocols to go to them. Easily to meet them. And when you meet them, they will meet you with kindness, with a smile. They will put their hands around you. They will make you feel comfortable. Not all the protocols and all the, like it's difficult to meet this person, impossible to meet that person. No, not at all. They will be very, very open. This is also a different thing, that if the khadims, the people who are under the sheikh, they block people to come. That's their problem. But the sheikh must be also careful that nobody gets blocked to come and meet him. Of course, we consider all times also, there are those mashayikh also, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alif, he was on his travels in Gujarat area, Bayan, after Isha. And after that meal, and after that people coming to meet and discuss and mashura, then it's 12 o'clock, 12:30 at night, one person comes, I've opened a madrasa, I would like you to come to my madrasa. 12:30, all the who are in attendance, this is not the time to go, how can you go now? Hazrat say, leave them all alone, I will come with you. So Allahu Akbar, everyone hasn't got that capacity. Like that. But our mashayikh, and not one, two, out of their way they will go. Anytime. One great young Ali, forgetting his name, of Sipai Sahaba in Pakistan, he should sleep with his cell phone, that means it's of our times now, under his pillow. 12 o'clock at night, if the phone rings, somebody is in need, somebody, everything, he'll abandon his sleep, he'll go and attend to that person. 2 o'clock in the morning, a phone comes, somebody needs something, he's ready, he goes there. All of us haven't got that capacity, but this is. And on the other hand, where it is open, that you just have to follow the protocols. You can't come when you want to, you can't meet with those people. Just to go and meet a counselor, to meet the mayor of the town, you can't go easily. So the love of these people, they are easily accessible. And the services are free also. They don't charge for anything. To appointment with a doctor, where the doctor is going to be making money, 3, 4, 5,000 rand for 1 hour that you go and see him. A psychiatrist, and as Maulana explained, the psychiatrist put you back in time. They also must be progressive, but they take you back in your childhood. And they blame something which now is out of your control. So they make you a useless case. That you can't do what happened 50 years ago. That's the cause of your problems today. Now you can't go and correct what you did 50 years ago. So how much don't you pay there when you come to the Ahlullah? No pay whatsoever. مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ No for money. And anyone who takes money is not from the Ahlullah. Anyone who charges for his qirat that he reads, and anyone who charges for his bayans to give a bayan, whether it's directly or indirectly, is charging money. On one occasion, somebody wanted to have a program of Wifaqul Ulama in one area. So some people who were opposed to it, they say, oh, you know, you're calling these people. You'll have to pay so much money for each one of them. They don't just come like that. You'll have to pay so much for each. Your accommodation, you'll have all the wrong things. Such people also you get. Anyway, so the love of these people in the middle. And the minute you get their love, they will connect you with the amal, which are difficult at the moment. To be regular with namaz, to be regular with deen, all the amal seem to be difficult. They will make it easy for you. And you will do that. And they will connect you on the other side with Allah Ta'ala. You can't see Allah, you can't connect yourself with Allah, they will give you the connection. So therefore, what a beautiful dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubba, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, wa hubba amalin yuqarribuni ila hubbik. grant us that. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities. So this is that month that Allah Ta'ala has given us, a month of grace, mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The month that the first 10 days are just the mercy, rahmat of Allah. The second 10 days are the forgiveness of Allah. And forgiveness is what a great gift that Allah has withdrawn all His charges against us. The last 10 days is even more. Itqum minan nar. Freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And this is Allahu Akbar. We must not understand it wrongly and not take a license where we don't deserve, where that license does not exist. But this is such a month that even those people who are far from deen, who are Muslims, Allah Ta'ala blesses them also. They also get their freedom, but we must endeavor. And what Allah is giving, we can reach great heights. Don't take the wrong advantage and don't take the mercy of Allah to be a license to commit sins and break the laws of Allah. Take the mercy of Allah that when He showers His favors on these people also, who are wrongdoers also, and then how much won't He favor those people who are trying to come to Him? What won't He give those people? So this is that month. This is the month that 24 hours of du'as are being accepted. And all of us, that we have got our needs, and everyone for our future, who knows what my end of my life will be like. Nobody would like to be a cabbage just lying in the bed, who is paralyzed, who's got a stroke, who is in a coma. We have to beg of Allah for all this. All the time, what our end will be, nobody knows. And we have got no right to be proud about anything. Even all our namazas and tilawat and our ibadat, we don't know what the end. Shaitan, how much of ibadat didn't he do? How much of knowledge didn't he have? But he was destined for in the lanat and curses of Allah Ta'ala. So we have got no right to be proud that I'm making so much namaz and so much ibadat. And how many people who are far from deen? Two brothers who were living, one on the bottom floor and one on the top floor. And the bottom floor brother was very pious and righteous, obedient to Allah Ta'ala. And the brother on the top floor was very disobedient of Allah Ta'ala, breaking all the laws. Time came, the brother at the bottom thought that I'm living this life of restriction, let me also have fun like my brother on top. Let me go to him and speak to him, and I can also all this fun, which is not fun, which is disgrace, which is destroying yourself, but let me go and have fun. And he at the same time thought, let me change my life. Let me come right and go down to my brother at the bottom, and with him I learned to be obedient to Allah and come towards Allah. He was coming down, he was going up. Both of them slipped and fell and passed away. The one went where he was all the time and where he's gone. And where he was all the time and where he's gone. So we got no guarantee, and we have to beg. There is the month to beg Allah Ta'ala. There is the month that Allah has beautified Jannat, and what arrangements Allah has made for Jannat. So we should appreciate all this, the hawlas Allah has done for us, for the month of Ramadan to be entertained and to be hosted. We should appreciate all this, and then take the full proper advantage and show appreciation. Shukr is such a ibadat which really, if we just scratch the surface, we'll see we got no choice but to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. That Allah gave us existence, none of us. هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. You were not even mentioned by anyone at one time. If a person is 40 years old, 41 years ago, neither did his father speak about him or his mother. When the mother conceived and she says, I think I'm expecting now. And then all the details that come after that, now they started talking, we hope it's a boy, it's a girl, we'll do this, we'll do that. But before that, you are not even spoken about. But who gave you your existence? None other but Allah Ta'ala. Allah made us human beings. Really, Allah could make us into anything else. And Allah Ta'ala made us Muslims. And Allah, we could be in the other ummah. Allah gave us iman. And really, those people attached with what we call ulama-i Dioban, which is the ulama of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah in the whole world they are. That Allah connected with them. Allah didn't connect us with Qadianis, with Shias, with Barelvis or with somebody else, with all other funny, Allah put us and made us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. What a great namat just to be in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All this. So we have to make shukr to Allah ta'ala. And by shukr, Allah increases his namat. So much we have to, this is the month, we together with that shukr, we have to make dua that Allah keeps that namat. It must not be istidraj. That is like a mirage. Like you see in the distance, you go in the desert, you see water in the distance. When you come there is no water. It's further. You go further, it's not there. You can go till where you see the horizon, where the sky is meeting the earth. You will not find anywhere the sky meeting the earth. You'll walk the whole world round and come back there, but you won't find the sky meeting the earth. And for that water, if you want, go backwards again. And go 1400 years back. And go back to the city of Medina Sharif. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the city you go back, you'll just open a tap and the water will gush out. There you'll just, it's just a mirage. It's just an imagination. You'll come back to the city, go back to the city of Medina Sharif. Go back 1400 years and you'll find your solution. And you'll find your solution to all your problems. Go back to the Quran Sharif. Leave all the books of psychology and the books of math and the books of gynecology. Go back to the Quran Sharif. It's the king of gynecology and the king of astronomy and the king of every other science you can think of. The Quran is the fountain source of every, and this are all gynecology and psychology and mathematics are nothing compared to the recognition of Allah. And the Quran is filled with ayat. And ayat means to a sign, the sign of Allah Ta'ala, to see Allah Ta'ala, to find Allah. So this is that month that Allah has given us, to find Allah Ta'ala. Not to get stuck in the creation, but from the creation to get to the Creator. And when we get to the Creator, now you don't need the creation also anymore. When you go to the airport, you say you need a car to reach the airport. But when you have reached the airport, now you don't need the car anymore. Now you're going to be flying in your plane. So when you are flying to Allah, you don't need all this amusement of the dunya and all the intoxication of dunya. Now fly to Allah Ta'ala. And the levels you can fly. Aeroplane, a small plane will fly at a certain height. A bigger plane will fly that height. A big jet will fly that height. And what all else, what it will fly, at what levels it will fly. So Allah Ta'ala make us that we fly to Allah. Allah gave us salat in this month. Namaz is mi'rajul mu'min. And the greatest source to reach Allah in amal, the greatest of all amal is salat. More greater than all the other amal, namaz is the greatest. And Allah has made this the means by which we can reach Allah Ta'ala. And so we must make effort on our salat. If we are thinking of becoming great awliya and gaining ma'rifat of Allah and nisbat of Allah, but our namaz is not in order. We are looters in our namaz. In the hadith sharif it comes, the worst thief is the one who steals in his namaz. If our quantity we are not reading correctly, amount of rakats that we have to be reading, we are stealing in our namaz. If in our namaz, our faraz also, we are cutting corners and we are cutting our namaz short and we are not reading properly. One time, one of our imams here, he is the third, fourth rakat. In a four rakat namaz, I saw he's reading very short. So I asked him, what do you read? So he said, three times subhanAllah. I said, you don't read Surah Fatiha. He said, you have to read it. It's not that you have to read Surah Fatiha in the third rakat, fourth rakat, the imam, he has to read. So you read three times subhanAllah when some emergency. When you are really somewhere urgent and some great emergency, and Allah give those people, mashallah, they are those imams also who have got such understanding on the occasion of such emergency, they adjust accordingly. And when it is normal, then read the namaz according to sunnah. All the, how much we are cutting corners. So if our namaz is not order and we are dreaming of becoming awliya and getting nisbat of Allah, we are hallucinating. We are dreaming, we are having wild dreams. We are dreaming while we are napak. We are dirty, filthy, and we are dreaming. Where we can reach to our salat? Our outward postures of namaz are not in order. And I'm not speaking of those who don't come to the masjid. I'm speaking of those who come. Those of us who are concerned of our Islam. But we're not concerned. The first thing, our legs to be correct. Raising of the hands. How many just like this? And how many like this we... properly, to raise the hands properly, to surrender to Allah. If we don't surrender properly, if a person in the two armies are fighting, war takes place, and a person surrenders and half-heartedly like this, that person, hey, you're making a mockery, he'll shoot you immediately. What, you're not surrendering? So we don't surrender to Allah Ta'ala properly. And what adab we stand in front of Allah. That our two hands, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained so beautifully. At the moment it doesn't apply, but in those days when they won all this COVID protocols in the aeroplane, on the screen they should show that when you must belt, you must fasten your belt. And they show it on the screen how the belt goes so smoothly, neatly one into the other. Like that our hands, we have to belt up. We are taking off also on a flight. That aeroplane is going to move at about 300 kilometers per hour when it becomes airborne. And then it will go to about 900 kilometers per hour when it's flying up in the air. But you don't feel anything at that time. But anyway, we are taking off for Mi'raj. Past the seven heavens and reaching the arsh of Allah. And if we don't belt up properly, how many of us, our hands, we are making namaz and this hand is lying down like this. This hand especially is lying down like this. When we don't fasten our hands neatly, it must be. We are standing in front of the greatest, and we are standing casually like we are standing on by a cafe on a street corner, like we are resting. One good alim I saw, Allah save us from seeing this, making his nafal namaz right at the door of the masjid just by the side, and sitting on a chair, he's making nafal mubarak, but like he's sitting on a couch in his lounge, with his legs stretched out, like this, carefree and reaching namaz. In front of whom are we standing? Namaz, as we carry on with our lives, either it takes us the consciousness of namaz, and we consciousness of in front of whom we are standing, or either we become careless and carefree. Like that namaz also, the way we stand, even our legs, we don't stand properly, without an excuse. A person got an excuse, it's a different thing. Some knee problem, is some accident, Allah save us all. But like we're standing with one leg, a bit bent, etc. Like we are, casually we are standing with a friend and we are talking. Namaz is in front of Allah Ta'ala. As we progress in our life with our age and going on, and the sign of us being conscious that we realize my namaz of last year, my namaz of 10 years, and we even ask the question, must I repeat those namazes? That how I made those namaz, that's a sign you are progressing, your namaz is improving. And if you're happy, and you don't even think, my namaz of 50 years ago which I was making, when I was a young man of 20, what kind of namaz I was making at that time, rushing through my namaz, taking shortcuts, etc. And my namaz is the same, I haven't improved, and we don't think of those namazes and what we should do. That means we are not in the right direction. So our namaz we have to correct. This is the greatest gift Allah Ta'ala has given us. And this is the month that Allah has, that winds of Jannah are blowing. When the first night of Ramadan comes, the wind of Muthira blows from under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And the wonderful fragrance and the wonderful feelings, like just before rain, how the Quran Sharif explains, when that wonderful breeze comes before the rains come. And what a message it carries. It tells the housewife, your washing is hanging outside. Go and pick up your, go and take your washing, bring it in. Your windows are open, close your windows. Now what messages is giving? فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. Present yourself. And the spiritual winds of Allah, when the Hurul Een on the first night of Jannah are proposing to us, that is there anyone who wants to marry us? Allahu Akbar. Yeah, for a proposal to somebody, we know, especially a person, may Allah save us all, he loses his wife, she passes away, he's now aged also. For him to, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, an old man wants a young woman. And a young woman are not interested in old men. And an old man, he doesn't want an old woman. So you find it it's a problem. But yet the Hurul Een are proposing for you. Us of filth and dirt, being in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are proposing to us, accept the proposals. And pay the meher, that is the amal of Ramadan. Pay it properly, do our amal, and then come out with taqwa and go and get your most beautiful hur. And get the great enjoyment there. So this is a great month Allah has given us just to benefit. Let us not waste one moment. Let us not waste our time. Let us not pass time. And the thief that we have of the month of Ramadan, one big thief is the cell phone. Wasting of time. Another big thief for many of our Muslim women, even for the men, the supermarkets. Going to look for bargains in Ramadan. And going to do each shopping in the last ashara. Those are not important things. Those things destroy ourselves. And then the social media is another very big thief. Where we go on social media and we don't know where it takes us to. And which gutters it lands us into. And all the other wasting of time for women, the kitchen also. How much is necessary? Just stick to that amount. Don't go and spend more time in the kitchen. Our sleep, how much is necessary? We need our sleep. But Ramadan is not a month for sleeping. Most of the major battles of Islam took place in the month of Ramadan. In the condition of roza, they were permitted not to sleep. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on occasions had to force them to break their roza. The sahaba, they kept their rozas and they went for jihad in the path of Allah. And major, major battles took place in the month of Ramadan. So if we can't do those battles, we can do jihad in nafs at least. To some extent, how much we can. No problem, we sleep, take our rest also. But at the same time, let us make our, may Allah give us tawfiq. Let us appreciate this month and gain the closeness of Allah Ta'ala and enjoy not only in Ramadan, but the real enjoyment on the day of Eid. And then after that, the whole year, and build on it, and next year, and by the time, Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that spend your life like Ramadan, your mort will come like Eid. You spend your life like Ramadan, your mort will come like Eid, and the day you meet Allah, that is the biggest Eid. And Allah grant us with that, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdihi.